I'm sure they're going to open it up a little more because I know there's some things they feel good about.
You know, the missing cover, any part of you kind of, you know, miss playing against Jay?
Well, a little, because he used to be here and, you know, he used to be one of our guys. And, you know, you love to compete against a guy you used to play with. But at the same time, it doesn't matter either way right now.
Their offense struggling a little bit. Do you know what to expect from them, or is that a question mark in your mind?
Well, I would assume that they're definitely going to try to establish their run game, because when you think about it, I mean, that's the way to take the pressure off the young guy. And until, you know, he gets in his rhythm, they're definitely going to try to run the ball.
Champ, expecting the Broncos to win. You say you've always expected to win. That mean anything to you? Now everybody says, okay, the Broncos looking good. They should win 3 of the last 4 games.
I really don't care if they praise us or dismiss us. It doesn't matter. You know, all that matters is these guys in this locker room are confident. That's all that matters.
Good. Does it mean anything to you when you get called the best defender in Bronco history?
Never heard that. Who said that?
It was written in the paper when one of the columnists said.
I haven't heard that, but, you know, I appreciate it. I know somebody complimented me and said that before, but, you know, I haven't heard anybody print that.
Can you talk a little bit about what Andre's brought to the table in the last several weeks?
Just those big plays, you know. That's one thing I know. You know, he craves is making a big play, and he's done it for us.
You know, I talked to him a bunch last year and said probably the most frustrating year of his career. Didn't know whether he'd even be back with his team.
Yeah.
Were you, you know, obviously happy when you decided to kind of bring him back and give him another shot, even though, you know, crossing 30 with the injuries he had?
Yes, because I know how frustrating it was, you know, just being around him day to day. And then, you know, to have a guy come back that you're familiar with and you know can play the game, I mean, that's also good for this team.
He's also, you know, a guy gets a lot of action because the guy opposite a lot of times does get a lot of action. It's nice to have a veteran guy in that role. You know, he may, like the other day, they picked on him quite a bit, but then at the end.
Exactly. You know, and one thing I know about him is his memory is very short. He doesn't worry about what's happened, bad or good. He just keeps pushing to the next play. And I expect him to do things like that because he's capable of doing it.
This guy's been a returner before. Would you kick to Devin Hester?
Not in a million years. No. I wouldn't, but, you know, I've been around coaches that have, and I know the last time we played them. I think we all remember that.
Yeah, you're one of the few guys who remembers that. Have you reminded anybody about that day in Chicago?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, and we know what type of player he is. You just got to, you know, take no chances with the guy. He's the best in the game, best ever, you know, in my book. So
these receivers with him and Knox, is it kind of like playing against the Raiders, and just in terms of their straight line speed for what you guys do?
Similar, but yeah, I think they can do a lot of things very well. Knox is getting better. He's improved a lot over the last couple of years, so I expect them to come out and do what they do. I mean, they can got straight line speed, but they can run intermediate routes just as well.
Are you bummed Cutler's not going to be out there?
A little bit. I love to see him.
Champ, a few weeks ago you mentioned that no matter what you guys do, there are always going to be some critics and some haters. That certainly seems to be changing a little bit. What's your impression from inside the locker room?
I don't care. whether you pat me on the back or not, it doesn't matter to me. Because it's all about the guys in here. And once you get caught up in that and caught up in all the praise and glory, you know, you tend to go the other way. And we're not going to let that happen.
There's a lot of talk, Champ, about this Bears defense. Your defense as a unit, are you guys really relishing the opportunity to pin your ears back and go after Haney this week?
Well, when we have our opportunities to do it, we're definitely going to do it relentlessly. And you know, I'm just glad we got one of our guys back this week. It's going to make that very possible for us.
He's shown that he's prone to turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
Does that have this unit licking its chops?
Well, we definitely tend to make him, definitely want to make him make mistakes, you know, and, you know, I'm sure they're going to try to minimize that as much as possible, not to put him in those situations, but, you know, there's going to be times he's got the ball in his hands every play, so, you know, he's got to make some good decisions for them to have a chance.
You mentioned that one guy coming back. How much did this defense miss Vaughn Sunday?
We definitely missed him because he's done so much for us, and then, you know, to try to make those adjustments. But I got to give Mario Hagan a lot of credit for the way he played. I mean, I didn't see Vaughn score a touchdown the first 10 weeks. But, you know, Vaughn's one of a kind, though, you know, and we definitely missed him.
You ever seen a rookie have that kind of defensive impact?
Not since myself. Well, Javon Curse, maybe. Yeah. But I think he's on his way to break that record.